Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I have got the Randy Harris with us. We're going to talk about what's going on in the rental world. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Randy.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. And you?
Hey, let's start this out. Let's talk a little about you because you've done this for a long time. You've been in law enforcement for a real long time.
Over 40 years, yeah.
So let's hear about your little bio.
Okay, well, basically 40 years in law enforcement. I've had five command level positions, equivalent of the chief of the agency during that time. Right here, I'm the constable precinct four-time Greene County, and we handle a lot of the landlord-tenant issues and things like that. And I've been doing that for about nine, almost 10 years now.
Wow. So I know this about Randy. I always call him and bug him about different things, but he's like a walking book of knowledge on different things. I mean, you can throw any question at him regarding the tenant situation or landlord situation, and he doesn't look it up. He just tells you the answer. So it's pretty amazing.
Well, it's a lot of time and study, and one of the things I did when I first became constable, I volunteered to teach this to constables around the state. I still teach constables, and that way you have to be up on the knowledge, up on the law, and things like that when you do it. So that was for my own personal benefit as well as far as benefiting the other constables in the state of Texas.
I've always heard if you want to learn something, teach it.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you really have to learn it. You were talking earlier about pickles. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I was talking about walking in a pickle because landlords and tenants get themselves in a pickle. And one of the biggest things that gets them in a pickle is not having a written lease because it protects both the landlord and the tenant. There are things that are not covered in the rental laws that you can cover in a lease agreement that protect both sides of it. And as I heard one of your colleagues say, that is just a piece of paper until you come into a dispute. Then it is the ruling guide of what goes on in that agreement. And another thing a lot of landlords do not realize is that a lease can be oral because the law states a written or oral agreement that modifies or sets the conditions in terms of the lease.
And I'm with you. Yeah, whether we're talking contracts, leases, whatever we're talking about, and I think most people are really, especially West Texas people, are good people. But you know, sometimes I saw this guy. He drew a six in the ground. Well, I'm looking at it from here, and it's a six. You're looking at it from over there, and you say it's a nine. Mm-hmm. We both had good intentions, but we both didn't see the same thing. And by putting it in writing, it spells it out pretty well.
Right, yeah. What you're talking about is perspective. Yes. And the landlord has their perspective of it. The tenant has their perspective of it. And, of course, if you saw it on the internet, it's got to be true. And they get a lot of rumors and a lot of misinformation on things like that. And when they actually see what the law is, they kind of hit the wall because they had a wrong perspective all the way around.
Or maybe just don't understand the whole thing either. You know, how it works, how it's supposed to work. Mm-hmm. I know this. A lot of people that manage their own properties, I don't manage my own properties. I pay Kill to do mine. I'll just tell you that right now. But the different laws, like when somebody moves, they have to change the locks. Different things that exist on there. Mm-hmm. If you don't know about it, you're probably, like you said, getting yourself in a pickle.
Exactly, because if it's written in the lease that you can't change the locks, they change the locks. You know, a tenant doesn't realize that that can be removed for any violation of the lease agreement. Some of the things that go in there are the health and safety clause, where you can't have a lot of police calls or activity at your residence. If you do, they can evict you. And the other thing that tenants don't realize is that you may be evicted even though your rent is current. And they don't realize that. Everybody, well, my rent's current, but no, you have too many police calls. That's a violated a contract clause, and you can be evicted for that with your rent being perfect current.
100% true. Let's talk a little bit, too. I know some different people, you know, they say, well, like my rent's current, but they're doing something, like you said, the police calls are not taking care of the property.
Mm-hmm. Right. Some of the things, inspections on the property, and you don't have the right to go in the property to inspect as a landlord unless it is in the lease agreement. Right. And it's not codified in statute. So if you don't have it in a lease agreement, landlord, you can't go in and inspect your property to see if it's well kept. So if you go in and have that in your lease agreement, you make the process with the tenant and go in and inspect the property and find that it's not being kept up. That's another thing that, as you said, you can be evicted for.
Well, and we have several of our owners that we manage the property for them. But they put it, they want us to put, at least, they change out the air filters once a month themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know why they do that.
Oh, yeah, so they can get in once a month.
Well, they check the, well, inspect the property.
Right. Yeah, there's certain ways around a lot of things like that, but, you know.
What about water in the yard, especially if it's hot and dry as it's been and grass is dying left and right?
Well, you know, that's another thing from, you know, looking at it from both perspectives. The landlord wants the lawn taken care of and watered in the yard, but the tenant says, I don't want a $400 a month water bill.
Right.
So unless you have that in writing for leeway that the tenant will pay part of the landlord will pay part of the tenant's water bill, then you have an issue. Now, it's not an issue on the money if the landlord pays all the bills for that. But again, if it is in the lease and the landlord says you have to water the lawn and the tenant doesn't because they're paying the water bill, they can still be kicked out for that. So
it goes back to what you started with, what's in the lease.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So if you don't have that lease, you don't have a lot to stand on.
Let's talk about let's start with the tenants. We're just talking about them. But what rights do the tenants have? You know, I know this. If something needs to be fixed on the house, that doesn't mean they can stop paying rent. Mm-hmm. So explain how that really works.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that because I've got a suit waiting to be served right now that I got to pick up at the Justice of the Peace office for repair and remedy. There are certain things that the landlord must fix, and you know, hot water, health and safety issues, and things like that. But there is a process. The tenant has to make contact with the landlord, request repair. It can be a certified letter return receipt, somewhere where they can prove that they have made several attempts to get the landlord to repair something. Now, if they don't repair it, then they can file a repair and remedy lawsuit, which I have seen those get very, very costly to the landlords because all the tenant has to prove is they made contact, requested it be repaired. It wasn't repaired. That's all they have to prove. Then the landlord, first of all, will be ordered by the court to fix whatever the problem is, remedy it. Then they will owe the tenant a month's rent.
Oh,
plus $1,000 on top of that.
Did not know any of that.
And if they hire an attorney, they will all owe all court costs and attorney fees too.
But just wait, and you probably know this as well as I do, but right now to drag a plumber out or an AC guy out, you're not going to do that in a day. I mean, they're so backed up.
Right.
So surely there's a reasonable amount of time to get something fixed.
Yeah, they do have to have a reasonable amount of time to fix it, and they do have to, the landlord's going to have to show, hey, we're trying to get somebody in there to do that. Now, the landlords that have their own crews, they typically don't have that problem. They can send a crew right over to fix it. So, but as far as the other, air conditioner repairman this time of year, no, you're not going to get them.
When you said like when it's 110 degrees, AC certainly would be something important, or water would be something important, the roof not leaking. But say somebody's, well, I don't like the color of the roof. That it has to be something that's health-wise.
It has to be a health and safety issue. And there are certain things.